Blog Talk Radio.
Church. We are the church together. Welcome to church, church. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. Good to see all of you here this morning on this August morning. Hallelujah. As we just praise the Lord because this is the day that the Lord has made. We make a choice to rejoice with a loud voice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week that we've had together. Amen. You know, Pastor Mom turned 89 years young. We've been just celebrating. Hallelujah. I was going to say we party like it's 1999. Amen. I don't know what that means, but we partied anyway. We had such a wonderful time. And we just, you know, we thank God for Mom's life, for her health, and for her strength in the name of Jesus. And thank all of you. I know she'll say this as well. Thank all of you who just blessed her heart. Amen. With cards and calls and just everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom. It's going to open us up in a word of prayer.
Yes, Lord. Good morning, everybody. And Lord, we come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking you, Lord, for being with us to stand by us, hold us in the hollow of our own hands. Lord, you know we can't get along without you. We need you every minute and every hour. And we thank you, Lord. Hold us in the hand and not barrel hand, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Please be with us and stand by us.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord,
we thank you for our president.
Our president. Thank you for our president.
Pray for him.
And pray for him in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Did you want to say something to all the people who blessed you this week?
Oh, yeah. I just thank everybody for just praying me, for thanking you for bringing all my things and carrying us along, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you as much In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just so thankful for everything everybody did. Just the outpouring of love and blessings all over the place. And so we give God all the glory, honor, and praise for each and every one of you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's start off today with our Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And we're going to read that together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read in King James Version. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. Let's go on to verses 1 through 3, and that's in the King James as well. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So we want to magnify the Lord. We want to exalt his name together. And we have been looking for who the Lord is from A to Z, to be able to just magnify him and tell him who he is. And, you know, when you're talking to ABCs, it seems so simple. You know, we started with the ABCs when we learned how to read. And so the Lord gave us this simple assignment, amen, to know who he is from A to Z, amen. So we're going to open the lines and, you know, we're going to all exalt him and tell him who he is. So you can choose some letters in the alphabet. You can go alphabetically, you know, A, B, C, D, E, you know, or you can go on and you can skip around some, but just tell him who he is to you. Amen. Jamom, tell us who the Lord is to you.
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. Amen. You can take time and say a few other things because he's so much.
Yes, the Lord
amen.
Is my provider.
Yes.
And a strong creator.
Yes.
The Lord is my high, most high.
Amen.
The Lord is my master.
Yes.
The Lord is my friend. The Lord is my hero.
Yes, ma'am. I can see once you get started, amen, it's kind of hard to stop.
Yes.
So, and that's what he wants us to do, just, you know, get started on saying who he is. And, you know, so that at any time, in any place, whatever we're going through, we have that under our belt so we can say who he is, who was. Amen. Minister Rachel, who is the Lord to you?
He's my everlasting, faithful, glorious, holy Lord. Hallelujah. He's my all in all.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
And love you. Amen. Good morning.
Love you too. Good morning to you, Pastor Price.
Good morning. God is my help. He is my strength. He is a very present help in time of trouble.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Minister Carrie, Sister Debbie is next.
Good morning. The Lord is our creator. The Lord is my provider. The Lord is my peace. The Lord is my shepherd. He is my redeemer. He's my keeper, my comforter, and he is my righteous. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah. I know when you get started, it's like, what? Do I need to stop now? He's been so good to us. And he's everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Debbie?
Yes. Good morning. The Lord is my armor, my healer, my salvation, and my strength.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Amen. I keep hearing about his strength. Hallelujah. That's so important. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Mark. Amen.
The Lord is my keeper.
Amen.
The Lord is the word. The Lord is the one we worship. He is our mighty warrior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this next number, 295, area code 314-295. I don't seem to have your number, but welcome, welcome. Tell us who you are and tell us who the Lord
Hi,
is.
Hi, Aunt Bobby. Happy birthday, Aunt
Louie. Hi, Sister Monica.
Hi.
Is this a new number?
Yes, ma'am.
Should I lock this number
in
or what?
Yes, ma'am, you should.
Okay. Amen. Good to hear from you. Amen. So who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my strength and my protector.
Amen. Amen. And we lift up every long story in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So good to hear from you, Sister Monica. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then I wanted to take a moment and tell the Lord who he is to me. How I've been just kind of searching around and looking. Amen. I'm going to Q. He is my quieter. Hallelujah. He keeps me calm during the storms of life. Hallelujah. He's my righteousness, my redeemer. Lord, you're my ruler. Hallelujah. You're the righteous one. Glory to God. You're our Savior, Shepherd. Amen. And I went to you and I said, he's ubiquitous. Hallelujah. He's everywhere, all the time. Glory to God. He's unequaled. He's unblemished. He's the unblemished Lamb of God. He's unchangeable, undeniable. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was having fun just looking up, you know, and just looking up and thinking about who he is. Amen. He's our victor. He's victorious. He's a wonderful counselor. He's the word made flesh. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. So now let's go through our list, and maybe you can add these to your list of your A through Z as well. So repeat after me. Lord, you are my strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my life.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with me.
You are the Lord who are with you.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay, God. Hallelujah. He is that and all that and much, 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 much more. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declarations. We haven't said it, I think, in a couple of weeks or so. But let's go to our declarations. And Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. So when we declare and decree, when we proclaim, we're establishing some things. Amen. And some things that look like they're established and in place already will be knocked down by the word of God as we pray these declarations. Hallelujah. Oh, it looks like things are just here to stay, like this coronavirus and the variant and all these murders and killings that are going on. Oh, it looks like it's established. But as we declare and decree, hallelujah, God's word is established. And then I'll go on to Isaiah 40 and verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. And that's a word that we have to, you know, keep in the forefront of our mind, that his word, the word of God, stands forever. So the grass withers, the flower fades, the Spanish flu comes and goes, you know, hurricanes, you know, pestilence, all of this stuff, it'll come and it'll go, but the word of our God stands forever. So we're going to stand on the word of God. Amen. So we're going to say a few declarations here as we get ready to go into our praise and worship time. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord. Whatever I do,
will prosper.
For I am like
a tree
that's planted by the streams of water. Oh, hallelujah. That's from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalms 1:3. So continue to repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me. From the curse of the law. Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness or disease to come up on my body. Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus
that
touches my body,
dies
instantly,
in
the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any
malfunction
in
my body.
In my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. And once again, I just say I love these declarations because the Lord had us to declare and decree some things by his word before coronavirus, before Delta variant, before anything came up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it would be established in us. The word of God would be established in us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. Now, today, we're going to hear Sister McDowell, Sister Charlene McDowell. She's recorded some praise and worship for us, and we want to hear her this morning. And as we listen to her, you know, keep her in prayer. A lot has gone on in her life this weekend. And her daughter, who's been going through cancer treatments for the past 6 years, and I think it's been about 6 years. She went through, I think, junior high and high school with this diagnosis. And we declare and decree that she's a walking miracle of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And now the doctors have done a scan and they see some other things. But we're going to believe the report of the Lord with her even as she's singing this praise and worship today. And then yesterday, her brother, one of her brothers who was a twin, not her twin, but, you know, he has a twin, a twin sister in their family, he was killed yesterday. He was run over by a car, and they just kept going. The blood of Jesus is over that. So we're really praying for Sister McDowell today, and we just, you know, covet your prayers with ours and with all the prayers that are being prayed for her and for her family. Praise God. God is good. God, he's our comforter. He's our strength. He's all that. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
I know that there's a lot of things that are going on, hallelujah, like I said, in her life. There's some things that's going on in our family as well right now. We just found out that one of my cousins, my first cousin's grandson, or let me say my aunt's grandson, passed away. And so there's just this past weekend as well. So we just pray for our family. We pray for your family. Amen. You know, because there's so much that's going on. But we know that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Hallelujah. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So no matter how things look one day, we can look for the Lord's faithfulness to show up even that next day, and that things will be brand new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before, as we get ready to go into our prayer for finances and our time of finances, I just want to stop here and just pray for a moment. Hallelujah, and I do believe that the Lord has a word for us this morning. I know we're going to have a word through Pastor Mom, but he's saying some things this morning as well. So, through us too. Father God, we just bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God, and we honor you. Thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in this day. Lord, we lift up everyone who is here and all the things that's going on in our lives and in our families' lives, Lord God. As Pastor Mom said, you hold us in the hollow of your hand, of your own hand. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we're engrafted into your hand. Hallelujah. And no matter how much shaking is going on around and about us, what situation, what circumstances happening, we are engrafted in your hand, and nothing can shake us out of your hand. Hallelujah. And nothing can shake us away from your love, the love of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The word says, height nor death nor anything can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord God. It's your love that's with us, around us, about us, and throughout us, Lord God, that's bringing us through everything that we've gone through and everything that we're going through, even right now, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we need you every hour. Hallelujah. Every moment, every heartbeat, and every breath. Hallelujah, and that you never leave us, you never forsake us, and you certainly never fail us. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just hear the Lord say to us today that you are in one place in the Spirit, and I'm moving you to another place in the Spirit. And right now, you are feeling a bit awkward. This is a season of change that's going on right now, and things are changing fast and furiously. They're changing so quickly, it seems like there's hardly anything to hold on to. And even when you try to go to a friend to try to get some kind of comfort and consolation from someone, they're going through so much that they can't even really help you right now. And they've always been there for you, that person who was steadfast and steady. And the Lord says, remember, I'm your friend too. Hallelujah. And I am steadfast and steady. I'm unmovable, unshakable. Hallelujah. So make sure that you come to me for that comfort that you need, for that guidance that you need and that you desire in this season of such great change. And right now, you all are in this season, but you have one foot into the next season, even into the next realm and dimension that I'm taking you into. And so there's a great feeling of awkwardness right now. Maybe some may even feel imbalanced, that there's an imbalance right now. I want you to know by my spirit that I am your balance. Hallelujah. As you come to me, as you seek my face, then you will perceive the balance in your life, and that imbalance will flee from you, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus, and peace and comfort shall reign all over you in the name of Jesus. So I tell you now, be at peace. Whatever comes, whatever goes, whatever situation, whatever circumstance, be at peace. Look to me. Seek my face. Hallelujah. And see what I'm doing, what I'm allowing right now. And you shall make it through. Hallelujah. With flying colors. In fact, you shall soar through it. Hallelujah. You shall rise above it. Hallelujah. You shall rise above it, saith the Lord. You shall rise above it, and as you rise above it, hallelujah, you shall soar by my spirit in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, with no flapping of your wings, no labor, but you shall rise above this and soar, hallelujah. While you're down low in the midst of it, it seems like, oh, man, will this ever go away? But I tell you, as you seek my face, you shall rise above it. As you thank me, as you're grateful to me, as you remember all that I've brought you through, you shall rise above it. You shall soar above every storm, every situation, every circumstance that you are going through, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And hold on to my peace. Hold on to my unchanging hand. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, Lord, we thank you for that word this morning. We thank you for that on-time word this morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name for it. Amen. Let's go on to our finances. We're praying over our finances, and I just saw something recently that talked about the wealth transfer, and I was like, what? And so, you know, the Lord he's telling people, I'm not the only one that he's talking about this wealth transfer is going on right now. And I keep saying, you know, almost every week that I've never heard the word trillion being said so many times. That word has been used so much, the word trillion. And there is that wealth transfer that's going on. And those of us who are in the Lord, those of us who have eyes to see and ears to hear, those of us who are doing as the Lord has said to do, you're a giver, tithes and offerings, you've done what he said to do. The windows of heaven are open, and the blessings are being poured out even right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read a little bit of this that I found. This is saying it came from the Forbes magazine. The greatest wealth transfer in the history of mankind is taking place this very moment. And I want you and your family to be in line with it. Amen. And so it talks about baby boomers, the generation of people between 1944 and 1965, are expected to transfer $30 trillion in wealth to younger generations over the next many years. Amen. This jaw-dropping amount has led many journalists and financial experts to refer to the gradual event as the Great Wealth Transfer. So this is not only a wealth transfer, but a great wealth transfer. In no prior time in the history of America has such a vast amount of wealth moved through the hands of generations. Amen. The Bible clearly declares that the sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous in Proverbs 13:22. Just as God allowed the Canaanites to prosper so that he could transfer their wealth to the Jews, the wealth of the wicked is set aside for his children. Hallelujah. Amen. That is just like awesome. Awesome, awesome. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to see if I'm going to read anything else. And it's saying, you know, basically he's saying if you haven't sown, if you haven't planted, get in there and even do it now. Amen. Make sure that you're sowing your bread upon many waters, that you're giving so it can be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and that you're tithing. Praise God, giving that 10% is so important. Get in on this wealth transfer because God wants to give it to us so that we can be his distribution center in the world. Amen. So we're not going to give it. He's not going to let us have it so that we can just heap it on ourselves, but so that we can be that distribution center for him in the world, so that his will, his way, his purpose, and his plan will be continued in the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. So our prayer for finances, repeat after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you.
Lord, I commit my
finances to you. Be in charge of them.
And use them
for your purpose. May I be a good steward.
May I be a good steward
of all that you give me.
May I be a good steward to give me.
And walk
in total agreement.
As to how to spend it.
I pray
that I will live free.
Of debt.
Where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration.
Give me wisdom.
To handle money.
Wisely.
Help me make good decisions.
As to how to spend it.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
All wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious.
About finances.
But will seek your kingdom first. Knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And I continuously ask you all to give testimonies as to what God is doing in your life, and you know, financially, what he has done, or any testimony that you have, We'd love to hear from you. So let me know if you're ever online. Press your number one key. And we want to hear the Lord is doing. And I'll tell you, for Pastor Mom, for her birthday, she was just really, really blessed for her birthday. Right, Pastor Mom?
Right. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And so he wants to bless you even like that. So there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give through our Cash App, and that is $ESLCCC. That stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, just the first letters of it, $ESLCCC. You can also give at the door if you're in the Heritage House, and we're at 2E. You can also write a check and make it payable to ESLCCC, and the address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And you all have been just a great blessing at even seeding into the work of ministry that's being done here. So we thank and praise God for you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for all those who have given, all those who are giving right now, those who are going to their Cash App and sending it, those who are writing checks right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the tithers. Hallelujah. You said test you on this. And see, won't you pour out the windows of heaven, open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. There would be so much, there would be an overflow, too much for us to receive. Hallelujah, so much. And then for those who are giving, we thank you, Lord God. Your word says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosoms. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now, glory to God. We're going to have Pastor Mom. She's going to be here. You know how what Pastor Mom believes, and she's absolutely right, that the word speaks for itself. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to have our very own Pastor Mom to come. We're going to play a song called Higher Ground. And then we're going to have Pastor Mom to bring a word, and she's coming from Psalm 26, the New Living Translation. Psalm 26, the New Living Translation. After you hear this song by Minister Joy Bryant, it's called Higher Ground, you will hear Pastor Mom. Amen.
Higher.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That song reminds me of Pastor Mom's favorite song. Use me, Lord, in thy service.
Draw me nearer every day.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom's going to read Psalm 26, the New Living Translation, and we're going to repeat after her. All right, Pastor Mom.
I declare me in.
Declare me innocent, O Lord.
Declare me innocent, O Lord.
Declare me innocent, O Lord.
Declare me innocent, O Lord. For I have acted with integrity.
For I have acted with integrity.
For I have acted with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord.
I have trusted in the Lord.
Without wavering. Okay. Put me on trial, Lord. And cross examine me.
Test my motives and my heart.
For I am always aware of your unfailing love. And have lived according to your
truth. According to your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
I do not spend time with liars.
I do not spend time with liars.
I go along with hypocrites. Uh-huh. I hate the gathering of those who do evil. And
I refuse to join in with the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
I wash my hands. To declare my innocence. Uh-huh. I come to your altar, O Lord. Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, Psalm 26, verse 7.
Uh-huh.
Singing a song of thanksgiving.
And telling of all your wonders.
I love your sanctuary, Lord. I love your sanctuary, Lord.
The place where you're. Okay.
Glorious presence dwells. Glorious presence dwells.
Okay.
Verse 9.
Don't let me suffer.
Don't let me suffer
the
fate.
The fate of sinners.
Sinners. The fate of sinners.
Don't
condemn.
Condemn me along with murderers.
Don't condemn me along with murderers.
Their hands are dirty.
Their hands are dirty.
With
evil schemes.
With evil schemes.
With evil schemes.
And they
constantly take bribes.
Take bribes.
And they constantly take bribes.
Okay, it's 11.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not
like that.
Like that.
But I am not like that.
I live with
integrity.
Integrity.
I live with integrity.
So
redeem me.
Redeem me.
So redeem me.
And show me
mercy. And show me mercy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I stand on solid ground.
Amen. Now I stand on solid ground.
And I will
publicly
praise the Lord.
I will publicly praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Did you want to say anything about Psalm 26, Pastor Mom?
Yes, huh? It's carried me on, and I live with answers. So declare me and show me my mercy.
Yes.
Now I can my solid ground. Okay.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Now you can stand on solid ground because God showed you mercy.
Yes, he showed me mercy. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. And praise him publicly.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Y'all just pray for me. I don't feel so good today. So just keep praying for me, and I thank you, Lord. For being with me and standing by me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open up the lines and give you all an opportunity to say something, make comments. She's asking for prayer, so... if anyone wants to pray for Pastor Mom, you can press your number one key and pray for her. But any comments, questions, any prayer requests that you may have, you can press your number one key. And as we're preparing for that, and also if you have your number one key pressed right now, I'm not seeing any. So. Something happens to these number one keys after a while, every now and then. So, let me know, text me and let me know if you have your number one key pressed. As we get ready to open up the line, and thank you, I see someone's, Minister Rachel, I see your number one key pressed. Amen. Let's pray the prayer of salvation before we go any further, and then you all can make your comments and pray for Pastor Mom. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans 10:9 says that if you confess your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. And so I believe everyone who's listening, or at least today anyway, you are saved. You're born again. You only have to pray this prayer one time to be born again. We continue to pray it every time we get together because we want you to be prepared to pray for others to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And, as we said earlier, so many people are dying. Some are dying of COVID, of this Delta variant, But then some are just dying of all kinds of in all kinds of situations and circumstances. And it's so important that we reach out and pray for those around us. Amen. God opens doors for us to lead people to Jesus. He'll open a door, and we need to be ready when he opens up that door. This week I was at Sam's Club, and a young man helped me put water in the car. A beautiful story short, Derek got saved. He got born again. Praise God. And I prayed for him to be able to go to college and, you know, for those doors to be opened for that, because that's what he wanted to do. And so there's so many times where God will open the door for us to pray the prayer of salvation. Don't know how long Derek is going to live. I mean, he's a young man. You think he lived for years and years, but young people are going, old people are going, babies are going. And so whenever the opportunity comes, the Lord would have you, the Lord of the harvest would have you ready to bring in the harvest. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me. Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord and be my Savior.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And now I
know. According to the Bible, I am saved,
I'm
born again,
and heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that the Holy Spirit will seal you. Hallelujah. Will seal every part of you and preserve you blameless. Just preserve you. And then fill you, hallelujah, with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to walk right, power to do right, power to even to know the word of God, to hear the word of God, to understand the word of God, and to walk in the word of God. And we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will pray with you, and we will help you to walk through your Christian life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. So any comments? Anyone wants to pray for Pastor Mom? We're going to open up your line now. We'll start with Minister Rachel and family. Amen. Welcome,
Hi.
Minister
good
Rachel.
Afternoon. Good afternoon to everyone. Good afternoon to you, Godmom. Good afternoon to my great, well, Pastor Mom. And
amen.
I would just want to say, very beautiful and encouraging, and I'm so glad she continue on in the Lord. Giving God glory, and may he keep strengthening her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and keep her and restore everything that needs to be restored in her life, and just give us just so many happy days. Like I say, when someone's birthday, many more in Jesus and many more with Jesus. So I mean that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Where's the children?
Upstairs. I'm downstairs.
Okay.
I'm prepping dinner. Yeah, I'm prepping dinner. They're having burritos today.
Okay. Amen. I know it's good.
Yeah,
amen.
God got
thank
me making
you.
It from scratch, right? Except for the burrito shells. I'm using Chi-Chi's whole wheat fajita-style tortillas.
All right. I know it's good. Yeah. You're a good
God
cook. Well, thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God. Amen. Sister Carrie, anyone else? Press your number one, King.
Good morning, everyone. I just thank the Lord and praise the Lord today.
I want to thank Mom today for sharing the word and instructing us in the word how to stand, how to walk in the Lord, that his he is a steady ground for us to stand on. And that, like the old said, no seeking sand. He's stable. So I thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for just showing us in the word what to do, how to sit, who to listen to, how to receive the word, how to walk in the word. And I just thank you, Mom, for today. I thank you for the word again today. And I just lift you up right now in prayer. And I just thank God for touching your body today and strengthening it. Everything concerning you, because he's concerned about everything that concerns you. So we just lift it up to him today. Thank you for strength in her body and her mind, her emotions, and all. Thank you for supplying everything that she needs. And I just bless her today in Jesus' name. I also want to share the other night when we were online, and you were praying about low back pain, and that was me. My back was hurting so bad. I couldn't sit up. I was laying down, and when you mentioned that, I just thank the Lord for that, because it just so confirms that the Lord sees us. He knows what's happening to us. When and he gives other people, speak through other people to let us know, I'm concerned about you, I see you. And they begin to pray. They don't know who it is, but he knows who it is. So I just thank the Lord for his eyes always being up on us, his ears. I thank him for being concerned about us. And I just praise him today. I just praise him not only today, but I just praise the Lord. I thank you for Get 'Em Radio, God being in the midst and just showing that he is in the midst. And just thank the Lord. I bless everyone today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord, he'll show some things, and then you go, okay, well, I'm just going to pray anyway. Maybe somebody, you know I felt better after I had prayed that. I wasn't perceiving it after that. So I take it that your back felt better?
Yes, yes. It felt much better. At least it's not there anymore. I don't know what happened. I was experiencing it for a couple of days, and I couldn't understand what was going on with it. I hadn't picked up anything, but it was such a pain, you know. But I just thank the Lord for the prayer. I thank him for being sensitive to the Lord to lift that up.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Have
all.
A blessed Mom, right, Pastor Mom?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Amen. Sister Joanne, great to see you today. Welcome, Sister Joanne.
Good afternoon, Minister Kidd. Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Joanne?
Okay, I hear you.
Yes.
I hear you. Good afternoon,
okay.
Papa's Kizzy and Mom. Okay?
Yes.
I just want to pray over Mom. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Do whatever you need to do in her body. In the name of Jesus. You said our body is the temple of God, oh God. So you say in your word, by his stripes she is healed. You were bruised for your iniquities, and the chastisement of peace was upon her. And with your stripes she are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. So I stand firm on the word today, oh God. Do it right now that she will live a longevity. She will live a long life, oh God. I speak life into her body. In the mighty name of Jesus, do it. and turn it around. This is a new beginning. Today is a new beginning in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, and I praise you, and I give you glory, and I give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. It's already done. You just walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Joanne. Hallelujah. Thank you for that prayer.
I got a little.
Right.
You're welcome.
Yes,
I got a little testimony.
Amen.
Amen. A couple of months ago, like 3 months ago, I started a business. It's not a business, really, but it's what God told me to do. Somebody been supplying me food. So I said, God, what am I going to do with all this food that somebody been supplying me? And he said, you want to be a distributor for me. I'm going to tell you who to give the food to. So that's what I've been doing in 41 South Mon Avenue, apartment 2B, distributing food to different people in this building in the name of Jesus. So I said, what do you want to call this bank, food bank? He said, Food Bank of Jesus Christ.
Excuse me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So that's what I've been doing for the Lord.
Amen. So people in the building have been coming and getting food?
No, I bring it to them.
Oh.
I bring it to them. They don't have to come to my door. I bring it to them.
Hallelujah.
And one of the sisters asked me one day, do you got food? I said, yes, ma'am, I got food. My cabinet is overflow.
Yes.
So I guess she thought I was giving out my food to them. But no, God, just an overflow in my apartment.
Hallelujah.
As the word say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread.
Hallelujah.
He'll supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. So I thank God for this overflow. I thank God for the word today, oh God. I thank your mother that she continued to go on and on and on and on.
Thank you, Lord.
Preaching the word, Mom. Standing on the word. Stand on the word. Stand on the word.
Amen.
Love you, Minister Kidman, Mom.
Amen. Love you too, Sister Joanne, and you keep being God's distribution center. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The food bank of Hallelujah. Amen. You will never lack and you will never want. Hallelujah.
Well,
and we thank God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got a little message from Pastor Price. Who said that please tell Mom great blessings as always. Amen. Amen. She couldn't come to the phone right now. Anyone else? Anyone else? You want to say anything to Pastor Mom? Pray for her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we see you, Sister Debbie. Saw you earlier, Pastor Mark. Shout out to you, and to Minister Mary. Shout out to you as well. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll go ahead and close. Amen. We're gonna go ahead and close now. I'll just let you know what's going on Getter Radio, and then for this week. And then we'll have Mom do any closing remarks and closing prayer. So tomorrow is Monday, and every Monday we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and that's our teaching, our Bible teaching series that we have every Monday, which starts at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesday, we will have Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where people volunteer, and anybody can volunteer to pray in tongues for 15-minute increments. at a time, and then a week. So we have four people to do that. So we pray for about an hour in tongues, and then we have interpretations, and it is absolutely awesome. Praise God. We really hear from God. Now, this week is on Wednesday. That's the second Wednesday of the month. Every second Wednesday, we have prophetic healing, and we have our Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey, on the broadcast with us, and we pray for people to be healed. Amen. And the Lord will let us know some of the ailments that are going to be healed before the broadcast, because what God reveals, he heals. And we have seen healings happen on that broadcast. Hallelujah. I mean, miraculous healing. So if you know anyone who's in need of a healing, or even if you're in need of a healing, come on with us on this Wednesday night, August the 11th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number, 516-418-5699. Amen. Now, this Thursday, we'll continue on with our series. We just started a new series last Thursday. We have a new guest speaker for the entire month of August, and her name is Pastor Sheila, thank you, Lord, Pastor Sheila Scott, amen. And she's from the AME Church, praise God. And so it's so good to hear her testimony. She's going to talk about this week how she was appointed into the church that she's been in for the past maybe 6 or 7 years. And so, you know, we're going to hear from her, and it's just delightful. She's a powerful woman of God. Amen. So then next Sunday, we'll be back here for the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And Lord willing, unless he says something different, I'll be speaking on this next Sunday on the 15th of August. And we look forward to seeing you. Anytime you have an opportunity to join us with the Get 'Em Radio family, we just love that. So we'll be back here next Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. So, Pastor Mom,
okay,
we want you to give any closing remarks.
Yeah.
And closing prayer.
Thank you all for being with us today and saying everything good today. And praying for me. Thank you so much.
Amen.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
And in this.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, once again, thank all of you. I could just, even the ones who may not have said anything, I can still feel your prayers. And I just, you know, we just thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And remember, as you go throughout the day, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love you all. Bye-bye.